What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Joining us now, one of the greatest linebackers, of course, in this franchise's history, and in the NFL, number 59. Of course, you hear him on the radio broadcast. You see him throughout the week on Commanders Television. Nice enough to give us a few minutes. It is... London Fletcher. London, it's Doc and Chris here. Thanks so much for making time for us. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, man. Appreciate you guys having me.
Absolutely. We appreciate you. Has the right hook that you threw about, 13, 14 times, and then kicking the door in the right foot, has the inflammation calmed down a little bit, London?
Actually, my right shoulder is a little sore. The only thing I wish I'd done, I wish I'd have thrown 19 punches as a kind of symbol of the 19 years since we had won our previous playoff game. But when I saw, I was like, damn, why the hell I throw so many punches? But I guess I'm, hey, Doc, I'm from the old school. I want to make sure my man is finished.
Well, it's game day, and you have always had an out-of-body experience on game day. So let's face it. Game day,
this dude
is spooked. And I know, I can imagine... I was trying to live vicariously through Tank Johnson in that booth with you watching our middle linebacker play like he was 28. And I know you know what was going on. Translate that for us.
Man, it was just the growth. When you looked at Jaden from week one, and then you looked at him on Sunday night, it's night and day. Just he was carving up the Bucs defense so bad that they had to stop blitzing. The Bucs going into that game, they blitzed the second most in the National Football League, second only to the Minnesota Vikings. And even like on third and fourth down, they ramped it up even more. On that third and sixth play that he had Deami for 21 yards, normally the Bucs would have been dialing up the blitz. They would have brought a house.
Dropping two guys out, right?
They only rushed three guys, and they had two guys waiting to spot. So he forced them to change up their defense so much that they didn't even want to blitz him because he was just dicing them up. I like the aggressive play calling by Cliff Kingsbury, the first, third, and four. Hey, we're not going to sit back and just try to dink and dunk and throw short passes. We're going up top, going over your head. And they hit Terry with the deep ball early in the game. But the quarterback, man, he's so special. Some of the throws that he makes, it's like he's out on the practice field with just in the 707 and there's nobody rushing him. But regardless of all the chaos that's going on around him, he's just so poised. It's just unbelievable what he's been able to do.
London Fletcher, nice enough to join us for a few minutes here on a Tuesday with the DOC and me as we get you ready for Commanders Lions. He'll be on the radio call, and obviously make sure you follow him on X at LFletcher59 for the latest. We'll stay on Jaden for a sec, then we'll get back to the defense. That third and two from the 19, London, I said yesterday, man, if he, you know, he's 7 yards back of the line of scrimmage when Kalijah Kancey, whatever the hell his name is, grabs his, you know, shirt or his undershirt or his towel. I guess it was his towel, right? If he gets dumped 6-7 yards behind the line of scrimmage, instead of making it around that, towards the sideline, cutting up and still gaining 4 yards, I know they took a minus 4 yard loss on the kneel down, fine.
Right.
But if he doesn't get that window closed, I don't know if that Zane Gonzalez kick goes off the right side of the upright.
No, man, you talk about the special play, and to even add to that, Kalijah Kanty, he's one of the best young defensive mm-hmm. players in the National Football League. It wasn't like a jag that he was breaking the tackle on him. That guy's a dude, man. So for him to be able to do that to the ball handling, man, the sleight of hands, then the ability to get past and elude that tackle of Kanty, I mean, just a tremendous play by him. And him knowing where he had to get to the yard to game, diving, keeping the clock going, and set us up for the game when the field goal.
You've been through, and I go hell and back. Anybody that's experienced Dick Vermeil and they're over 15 years old, I said anybody, and you survive it. Then you get Joe Gibbs. I mean, there's certain legendary figures when you can put that notch on your resume. I look at this when you look at what DQ and this group is doing. I sense similarities in that. Like, I feel akin to this group. And I think that feeling is real.
Yeah, and what those guys did, those head coaches, we think about this, Doc, there were great connectivity between those teams. Mm-hmm. And it was built during training camp, built in the offseason. You guys, I hear you talking all the time about the 5 o'clock group? Yeah, 5 o'clock club where after practice, y'all didn't go home. Everybody didn't jump in their cars and head their separate ways. You guys were hanging out. These guys are so connected that they're hanging out with each other. They've built each other, built that trust and that brotherhood that they talk about. They did it in the offseason and off the field. So when it comes to those, whether wintertime moments or when they're in these nip and tuck games, the reason they're able to win these games is because they have so much trust in one another. They have so much chemistry. They have so much confidence and belief in one another that it manifests itself on game day, and it's a credit to Dan Quinn and the way he's put together this team.
London, when you guys won a Super Bowl way back in St. Louis, right? Doc was mentioning Dick Vermeil, and you were a younger guy in your career at that point. Was there that brotherhood like the way they talk about it here? And was that just because you guys were winning and so good? Or does that really have to be built? And is the meteoric rise of that chemistry, if you will, kind of abnormal here in year one for a team with so much change?
It has to be built. And it was built through an offseason. Coach would always have different groups over at his house for dinner. We would, even through the course of the season, like the championship winning Super Bowl is, right, that's the apple on the icing on the cake and what you all strive for. But it's that process, that journey that you go through where we would always get together on Thursdays, and it was open to everybody within the organization, coaches, players. We would go to they had a little spot for us to eat together away from the facility on Thursdays, and guys would go there. Some guys might hang out for 30 minutes. Some guys might hang out for 3 hours. And this is, that we're going through that during that 99 run. And we're getting to know each other. You're getting to know each other off the field. You get to know about each other's family. So that that chemistry that we had, it was built. It was built during the course of that.
And it sounds so corny when he's saying it. And I'm sitting here thinking about strength and conditioning coach. Dan Riley having hot dogs on Fridays.
Hello?
Yeah. We got you. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, we lost you for a minute. But
I was just jumping in telling about D-Boy Friday hot dogs, little things like that, and Tony McGee would host things that people don't realize. Even if you have money, it doesn't matter.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Even the rich guy don't want to be at a steak dinner alone.
Yeah.
He'd rather grab burgers with his boys.
Yeah.
You know,
well that's
the
why
thing.
The units, right? I mean, London, I can't remember when I was covering you, you know, on a daily basis, I guess. Did you and the linebackers, like, get together? Like, the offensive line usually would go out to dinner on Thursday nights. Did you guys do individual unit stuff, or were you just more like, hey, with a bunch of teammates, but it didn't necessarily matter?
We would do with the teammates, with like the group, like the linebackers. Sometimes you not just the linebackers. We start defense, and times you would have even offensive guys that would come together. And then you'd have your rookie dinners, obviously. And then at the end of the year, we waited until the end of the year to have our kind of our linebacker deal.
Gotcha.
You know, let those guys build up their funds a little bit more.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
You gotta have that type of stuff.
Those are some expensive dinners. I've seen the tabs on some of those. Not cheap. Not going to fast food, I tell you that much. I think Doc started to ask you about this earlier. Bobby Wagner, obviously, has been such a key instrumental guy for this defense. I thought he played his ass off on Sunday night before the turnover. On that first series, my goodness, he was just kicking ass. He was just knocking people over. How do you – I mean, you were a guy who was so productive later in your career. How do you explain how good Bobby Wagner has been in his career and how good he's been this year?
Yeah, it's about the way he prepares, the way he trains in the offseason, his preparation during the week and, you know, going in the game. And I thought for Bobby, he probably knew, hey, I got to be the tone setter for the defense. Mm-hmm. You talked about knocking people down. I think the Bucks first run play.
Yep.
He smacked Bucky Irvin right at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
And then he ran him over on a blitz.
On the blitz, right, exactly.
A couple plays later. So he set a tone, physical tone in the defense, the way they played the run in that first half, and that was key to them winning. But you also when I saw them sign Bobby, immediately I was loving him as, you know, from a leadership standpoint. Obviously, championship pedigree, but also he was still playing at a high level. Mm-hmm. That's what, you know, people didn't necessarily make as big of a deal about, but he was still playing at a high level. Heck, when we played him out in Seattle last year, he was all over the football field against us last year. So, you know, Bobby, he takes great care of himself. He does a great job with his routine throughout the week, and he can continue to play at a high level for a few more years.
You know, I consider you an expert on running backs because you had to study them, to deal with them, to stop them. What is going on with our running game here of late, and how do we fix it?
It's a combination of things. And when you look at, I actually studied, it was going into, I don't know, maybe it was the Dallas game or even going into the Atlanta game where it's like, okay, why are we struggling so much? And it was, you know, health of the offensive line at one point. Not winning enough at the point of attack was issues, not identifying, IDing the right guys especially on some of the counter runs or the combination blocks where you're working up to the linebackers, some mental errors. And then also some of the running backs maybe not being as patient and missing some holes and things like that. So it wasn't just one area or one person. It was a combination of a lot of different things. And, you know, sometimes anytime you're not having success, you can lose some confidence as well. And, you know, you're not maybe hitting it as violently as you would and when you were having great success early in the year. And so it's just a matter of, you know, guys just getting their confidence back and getting a nice run to happen. And you run somebody over, whether it's B-Rob, you know, or Chris Rodriguez, or, you know, one of those guys just making that big play. And you start to feel really good about it, about the way you're doing things. And, you know, the coaches also feel confident about calling more run plays for you.
Fletch, one last thing for you, and then we'll let you go. We appreciate you making some time for us. Jahmyr Gibbs, people think I'm negative because I'm worried about him. I just see him out in the flat and on swings and wheel routes, and I have nightmares about that. How do you go about at least slowing him down?
He's a dynamic playmaker. He was one of the few top 10 draft picks. I believe he was a top 10 draft pick.
11 or 12 overall. Yeah,
somewhere around there. Yeah. So as a running back, you know, they don't draft you that high.
Yeah, you're right.
Have some special qualities, special skill sets, and he's explosive. When I look at this Lions offense, I think, you know, you started first and foremost with stopping him, and they're going to get him the ball, obviously, and run the football, but also in the passing game. And they'll have a bunch of different guys covering him and you know, different things to try to stop him, either whether it's run blitzes or maybe some situation you'll have a safety covering him, an obvious passing situations, things like that. But it's going to be an all-day affair, and you know, when you get him, you're going to have to tackle well because he's a guy that's elusive in space. And I feel like this, you got to have a lot of guys around him. And when you get your opportunities – you know, try to get several hits on him, and hopefully those hits will impact him. So when it comes fourth quarter time, he's not feeling as fresh and as good as he was entering that game.
He'll be on the radio call Saturday night, rather, in Detroit for the Lions and the Commanders, one of the 90 greatest Commanders / Redskins in the Ring of Fame, Super Bowl champion, two-time All-Pro, four-time Pro Bowler, the great London Fletcher. Nice enough to join us. Fletch, you know, we're thinking about you and your fam and everything that you've been through. I'm thankful that you made some time for us, and great to catch up with you a little bit.
Thanks, Cap.
I appreciate
Kick
you
Graham
guys.
In the all side right, and Tank Johnson for us.
There you go. That's London. That's London Fletcher. Nice enough to give us a shout when he was so busy recording stuff and getting
good
ready
dude,
for the week. Check him out throughout the week on Commanders television shows as well.